It took some time, but they finally reached the spot where the tunnel split two ways, one straight onto the abbey, the other, which is now on their right, to the place where Biscay had been abducted. Fomor sat back down on the rock where he had previously waited. Aluko paced beside him, gesturing up to the low ceiling, which he could almost touch with his wingtip.
See the hollow up there? Well, that was left when this rock fell.
He gestured to the big boulder, where he and Fomor were perched. It had left a sizable dent in the tunnel roof. The tawny owl continued.
I brought that down by scraping round its edges. Nearly killed myself in the process.
Samlas held the lantern up.
Why are you telling us this, friend?
Aluko shrugged.
I was thinking of blocking that tunnel completely, so that the painted ones couldn't use it to get at me. But I didn't, because without the odd vermin to sustain me, I would have starved down here. But we could block it now, and stop them ever using the tunnels again.
Bosey nodded.
Aye, a broad plan, laddie. If we did it now, yon vermin wouldn't bother us further.
Gullum stood atop the boulder tip poured. He inspected the dented rift, nodding knowingly.
You're right there, sir. All you need would be to shift this here stone, and he roof would cave in. T'wouldn't take much. I could do it myself.
Samlas spread his paws expressively.
Then do it, and let's have a safe passage back home. What do you say, friends?
Skipper cast any further doubts aside.
Right, mate. Get further down the tunnel, out of the way. Gullum, you jump as soon as it starts to move.
Aluko eyed the two painted ones hungrily.
What do we do about these two villains?
Bosey pointed to the tunnel that led to the painted ones' camp. He gave both vermin a parting prod with his sword.
I'll count to three. If you're still here, then I'll give you to the owl. One!
With the footpaws still bound, the two vermin fled, bumping into each other down the tunnel. Fomor Gullum set his huge digging claws into the earth around the stone slab, bellowing out,
"Clary tunnel! Sheem goin' eclapse!"
They ran back, flattening themselves against the rock walls. Fomor Gullum gave a mighty heave. Nothing happened. He gave another. Nothing happened again. Moving his digging claws to another position, the stout mole leader pushed upward and tugged down hard. There followed a grating rumble of rock, soil and timber. Gullum leapt, tucking himself into a ball. He rolled off down the tunnel. Whomp! Boom! Crunch! Whoosh! Aluko was knocked flat by the blast of displaced air in the confined space. Suddenly everything was dark and filled with choking dust. Shielding their faces, the friends stayed put until silence fell over the scene. Skipper came forward, coughing as he held up the lantern. Bosey looked up and gasped.
Gee, seasons of salt and soup! Will you no look at that?
The tunnel was completely blocked by soil, rubble, rocks, and the mighty trunk of a dead beech tree, which had dropped through the tunnel roof. Samlas polished the dust-coated emerald on his tunic.
Nothing could get past that, ever. Now, well, mates, let's get back to dear old Redwall. It's just down the passage a short way. Homeward bound, eh, Skip?
The otter chieftain turned to Dwink, who was standing staring at the dust-coated ground.
Oi, oi, mate. What's up with you, me old cove?
Tears coursed down the young squirrel's grime-covered face.
We just cut off our last chance of rescuing poor Biscay. I'll never see him again.
Bosey threw a paw about Dwink's shoulders.
What's all this nonsense you're talking? The moment I get back to the abbey and fortify myself with a bite of dinner, I'll rescue Biscay for you. Never fret. Cheer up, my bonny laddie.
Dwink's tears flowed afresh.
But we don't know where he is.
Bosey dusted off his, by now, filthy lace cuffs.
Ah, get away with you. Yon vermin will be holding Biscay in the tin-top doki tree or some place like that.
Aluko corrected Bosey.
It's the five-top doke. That's where they held me prisoner.
Skipper ruffled Dwink's ears.
Oi, and any beast who can't find a five-top doke in the woodlands needs his no-top brain a saying to.